Showers, chance of a thunderstorm today, 27 degrees the top. Right now, 19 in the west, 22 in the city. Thanks for tuning in. Great to be with you. $4,000 up for grabs in 2GB for me. The code word is...
Lamington.
That's right, Lamington. You heard it correctly. Lamington.
Lamington.
Lamington is the code word today, and it's $4,000. We'll make the phone call after 8 a.m. Now, if you play in the NRL, the cops are coming. The top cop, that is. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller has been offered a spot on the ARL Commission. That's because the godfather, Peter Vallandis, is trying to stamp out poor off-field behaviour by rugby league stars. Mick Fuller, the police commissioner, is live on the line this morning. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Are you going to take the job?
There's a couple of hurdles, Ben, that we've got to get over first. There's a nominations committee for the commission. It's not made up of the commission, and my understanding is Peter... has put my name forward. And if that was accepted over the coming days, then I would have to officially ask government and I guess show them the role in terms of ensuring that there's no conflict between that role and the commissioner's role. And, of course, putting the conflict aside, Ben, I do lots of other roles that are not linked to my job, but helping kids that I can do without, you know, conflicting my day job.
Yeah, I mean, you were the police commissioner last year, and then all of a sudden Gladys Berejiklian then came along and said, look, I know that you're busy running the police force, but I also need you to run hotel quarantine. I also need you to run the border closures when they are in place. I mean, you're used to being loaded up with extra responsibilities.
No, but I enjoy it, Ben, and I was lucky enough this year to join the Sony Foundation working with Dennis Handlin and a wonderful group of people raising money for kids with cancer. And I'm heavily invested in the PCYC and Police Legacy. I'm an ambassador for Kookaburra Kids. And all of these things are about helping kids. And all of these things are additional to my day job. And I understand some people say, well, maybe you should just focus on your day job. And I accept that as feedback or criticism as well, Ben.
Let me play you what the New South Wales Labor leader, Jodie McKay, has to say.
I think Mick Fuller can be the police commissioner or he can work with rugby league. He cannot be both.
She says you've got to choose.
Look, I accept that the police commissioner is a shared role. It's shared by government and the community, and people should have their view. I'm not the CEO of the NRL, just to be clear. And I think when you look at the role of the commission and when that is documented, I think people will have a better understanding of what the commissioners actually do. They're not contractually involved with players. They don't employ players or the clubs. They don't engage police direct. They don't have contracts with police. So, look, I think it's a little bit of a storm in the teacup, Ben, but in fairness, I've got to get through the nomination committee and then government need to see the details to make sure that there's no conflict. And I accept if any of those points fail, Ben, then this is all a mute conversation, I guess.
Considering Jodie McKay could be Premier one day, did she contact you before making that comment to let you know her view?
No, she didn't, Ben. Not to my knowledge. But again, I the commissioner's position is one that a lot of people feel that they own. It's an important role for the state, as you know, I think the community saw last year. So, look, I'm happy for it. I've got a lot of positive feedback about it, Ben, but I'm also, you know, understand that not everyone's going to be happy.
What would you do with the salary that you would earn as a director?
Look, part of the deal with Peter was that I don't want to make a cent from it. Now, how that's structured, obviously, I'm not sure from a taxation perspective, but the guarantee is that however it lands at the end of the year, I won't benefit a cent from it.
So if there's money going your way, it would end up going the way of Police Legacy?
100%, Ben. And I don't understand the taxation yet. I haven't looked into any of it. But just the guarantee was to Peter and to the community, then the NRL community and the Premier, is that this is not about a benefit of money. It was never about that. It's a conversation.
Okay. Player behaviour is a big issue. It would send a message, wouldn't it, to rugby league players to say, look, Mick Fuller, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, is now advising us directly. Peter Vallandis has already said, forget about $5,000 and $10,000 fines. We're looking at $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 fines. Do you think that it would be helpful for rugby league to be able to send a message to players to say, this is the bloke who's now going to be advising us?
Look, I'd like to think I could play an important role, Ben, is that in terms of policing, we have a handful of police that behave badly and impacts on the rest of the organisation. And over the last 4 years, I like to think I've done a good job, you know, all but stamping that out. But at the same time, getting the good news stories into the paper and the media. And I think the NRL needs it. I think the NRL touches millions of people, not just in New South Wales. I think there's around 180,000 registered players just in New South Wales. So that's millions of people in New South Wales that it impacts on. Plus, people who love the game and love watching sports. So, look, if it all comes, you know, if I make all the hurdles, Ben, I think I could make a positive impact. And if that can't happen, Ben, then we'll just move on and I'll continue with the day job and the work I do with other charities and foundations.
We wish you the best of luck. And if you need any more money, you can always enter 2GB for me.
Lamington.
Oh, see? He even knows the code word. Have a good day, Commissioner.
See you, mate. Thanks,
good
mate.
On you. There you go. 2GB for me. The code word is Lamington. And no, the police commissioner has not entered, to the best of our knowledge.